Carlton is looking at what it's going to do with Princes Park long term. They're at the very early stages of starting a master plan, which is about what that venue should look like. Now, the AFL hasn't ruled out one day potentially hosting home and away games at the venue again.
AFL.com.au's Matt Thompson speaking with us earlier this morning about the success of yesterday's game at Princes Park, which produced a crowd of over 18,000. Stephen Triggs, the Carlton CEO, who would have enjoyed that, if not the scoreline yesterday. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Feedback would have been great about yesterday's return to Princes Park.
All really positive. It was a great day. As everyone now knows, nearly 19,000 people here. It was a wonderful atmosphere and, dare I say, a reminder of old-fashioned suburban footy. It was great to see, and what I was really pleased with was, having walked a couple of laps right around the outside of the ground, was how many families and kids were here. So, look, it was a great day.
Stephen, lots been spoken about clubs that have good stadium deals, in particular Geelong, that every time they have a home game, they make bucket loads of money. And for those that are locked into Etihad, it's a lot harder. Does this just reinforce once again that you must explore every opportunity that Princes Park can be used and should be used going into the future?
Well, it's a good question, and you're quite right. Firstly, the quality of the stadium deal, the return from your stadium deal is so critical in terms of your success as a club and your bottom line, no doubt. And for some clubs, it's an ongoing battle to get that as good as it can be. With regards to this stadium, I mean, yesterday is just another example. I've known personally from day one, and indeed with at a venue that's hosted over 100 years of AFL, VFL footy, and what it means, it means so much to so many people, that was on show yesterday in spades. So it's really clear, abundantly clear, that there's a love and affection for this ground from our people in particular. And so we should never say never. Right now, there are two key impediments. One is a very, very significant cost to get it up to standard.
What sort of cost would it be, do you think, Steve?
Look, if you look at it standing in the middle of the ground, you'd say it's very doable, but it's all of the infrastructure back of house that, look, I can't put a number on it, but it's beyond what people would think. It's a very, very big number. And that's the first thing. And the second thing is that the AFL have to have a will and a want to program games here. And at the moment, I think there's some continuing strategizing going on there about what happens with Etihad and the like before we get to whether or not we decentralise from MCG and Etihad.
Is it part of the problem, can I ask you, Steve, on that the AFL wants to purchase Etihad Stadium, and in order to do so, it needs to have games there to generate the revenue to buy it. So it's not in their interest necessarily to move games away from there.
Well, I think that would be, in its simplicity, a reasonable conclusion to make at the moment. But the other thing that, why you would never say never, and any master plan, where we're sort of metaphorically circling the blocks at the moment, the starting blocks in terms of what we do with a master plan. This is our spiritual home, and we'll always stay here. We're not going to be one of those clubs, we're clear, that disappears to far-flung places and starts again. This is our spiritual home where we'll stay, but there's some growth that needs to happen, some repair that needs to happen, and some inclusion here that needs to happen in terms of opening up to other sporting and community bodies. And we think that we can do all of that whilst allowing Carlton to grow here and stay here. So at the same time as keeping this as a venue for VFL, TAC Cup,
women's VFA footy into the future. VFA played finals there last year too?
Well, finals here, that's exactly right. So look, it stays as a footy venue. Now, whether it can become a premiership season venue in the future is an option that we would like to keep open, no doubt, because whilst it's a little unlikely at the moment in terms of the cost and where the AFL strategising is at, you should never say never, because it almost feels that everything is old is new again in the AFL, and we're reluctant to call them zones, but giving clubs patches to work again is a bit of going back to the future in terms of the way footy was, and it's quite possible. It's quite possible for certain games to imagine that, boutique-y type games that that can be played in inner suburban facilities like Icon Park, it's quite possible to see that. So we just want to keep our options open in any of our planning at the moment is the bottom line.
Absolutely. Jacob Wiedering, on a really positive note, how good was he for his debut?
Well, I think it gladdened the hearts, certainly gladdened my heart and did of all Carlton supporters and those who were here yesterday, and thank you to all those who came. He was outstanding, and in fact, Shorty, I felt like all of our draftees did a good job. There'll be some disappointed Carlton people today with the scoreboard, and I completely get that because it always matters. But yesterday, as you heard Brendan say, for us it was about giving those young guys an opportunity. We wanted to put them on show. It was about managing the load of our senior players and getting ready for round one. So they all showed just a little bit and a glimpse of the future.
Good to talk to you, Stephen. Thanks for being on the show.
Cheers, man.